WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, South Korea's president takes sudden action.
Dear citizens, I hereby declare martial law.
He cited communist threats from North Korea. Within hours, his political opponents in parliament passed a measure blocking it. President Biden is in Angola, not commenting on the pardon he granted his son, Hunter. It's been criticized by Republicans and Democrats. CBS's Willie James Inman.
The president himself had the opportunity to address this earlier today. He was asked twice about this pardon. He didn't respond to those questions. And this really just casts a shadow over his trip here.
Record air travel over Thanksgiving, but United CEO Scott Kirby says some delays can be blamed on the outdated and short-staffed air traffic control system.
The people of the FAA, by the way, do a great job. Lots of overtime over the holidays to keep the system running. They do a great job, but they need to get back to full strength, full staffing.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says this year's gun deer hunt season was the safest on record. According to preliminary data, there was just one non-fatal shooting incident during the nine-day season, surpassing the previous record set last year with just three non-fatal incidents. DNR officials say the back-to-back safest seasons on record show the improvements made to hunter safety courses. The hunter education program was established in the 1960s, and since then, shooting-related deaths and injuries have plummeted. A recent study conducted by researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison found that while the state's agricultural industry has grown over the past few years, it has become a smaller part of the overall economy. According to the study, the agricultural industry grew by about 11% from 2017 to 2022, but farming and food processing made up about 2% less of the state's total economic output over the same period. Experts say the decreased reliance on the still-growing agricultural industry is a sign of Wisconsin's stronger economic diversity. Visit Eau Claire is once again asking residents to choose their favorite artwork from the 2024 Eau Claire Sculpture Tour. According to a press release, the organization has opened voting for the yearly People's Choice Award, with the award-winning sculpture being added to the city's collection permanently. Voting will be open through the end of the year, and the winning sculpture will be announced in the spring. Visit Eau Claire is also asking residents to vote for them to receive the Community Cares Grant from Ashley for the Arts by Friday. The Chippewa Falls Police Department has provided an update on a significant crash at the intersection of Seymour Cray Boulevard and Park Avenue on November 21st. According to Chippewa Falls Police Chief Ryan Douglas, the driver of the van that was involved in the crash with a semi-truck has died, and one of the passengers is still in critical condition in the hospital. A child who was in the van at the time of the crash was treated at the hospital, but was later released. The driver of the semi-truck was not reported injured in the crash. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks are on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Pistons tonight in Detroit, an NBA Cup game, the in-season tournament. Doc Rivers thinks this could be a fun game to watch.
It's early in the season, and you have a game that has some meaning behind it. The team that you're playing, it's a must-win for them. You know, it's a must-win for both teams in some ways. You don't get this early. And so I think it's good for everybody.
College hoops, Wisconsin hosts Michigan tonight in Madison. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation in the latest AP poll. NFL Packers getting ready for the Lions. Green Bay defensive end Lucas Van Ness has a quarterback sack in each of the Packers' last two games. I asked him about Lions quarterback Jared Goff.
Yeah, you know, you've seen that he's a very efficient passer, and we're going to do what we can just to kind of keep the momentum we've had over the past few weeks, getting after quarterbacks and trying to do our best to impact the game that way.
That's the Packers' Lucas Van Ness with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today and a bit breezy, with winds out of the southwest gusting to around 25 miles per hour and high temperatures reaching the upper 20s. Tonight, we only fall a few degrees to the low 20s, and tomorrow, temperatures crash. It'll be blustery and cold with scattered snow showers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 19.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports. It drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, will prices of things we eat be going up? We talk to Darren Von Ruden coming up tomorrow at 11:06. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinair on air.
Live on location, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is Tuesday, the 3rd of December, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. 6 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Welcome in. We are on location here at our great station in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin, WGBW 97.9 FM. Happy to be up here on a brisk day in Green Bay, Mr. Zommers, here back at the world headquarters in Madison. But it's sunny here. Is it sunny down in Madison?
It is. It is also both sunny and brisk here in the capital.
Very good. Very good. Well, we came up here just to, had a couple of things to do and get out of town and doing a little on-assignment location here. And we thought, what better than to come to our beautiful studios here, the home of some of our great programming up here in the Fox Valley area. You've got Mino and the Mayor every morning from 6 until 8.
Until 9, actually.
Until 9, that's right, they're until 9 now. Great program that focuses on the area, but also different parts of Wisconsin as well. If you don't live in this part of the state in Green Bay or Oshkosh, you can still listen to them on the Civic Media app every morning from 6 until, as you say, Mr. Zommers, 9. And then you also, it's the home of Pete Schwab's show, Nightlight, that comes across the network every evening from 6 until 8. And Pete does a great job each and every day. So it's the home for that. And then there's some local shows up here as well. So just a great group of folks here at WGBW led by Todd Michaels. We appreciate them letting us come and crash the studios for the day.
Absolutely.
So, Mr. Zommers, your birthday was yesterday. People are already texting in. They're wondering in nervous anticipation, did you, in fact, go to the nitty-gritty last night?
I did, and it was great. I've never been there before, but really good food. And I got one free beer because it was Monday night, and I didn't feel like drinking a bunch. But, you know, the cup is cool.
And you've never been to the Nitty ever?
Correct.
Wow. Did you have a gritty burger?
I did. Although I got the big grit, you know, the double one. Very tasty. Some of my friends came out and joined me. I stepped out briefly while waiting for food to do a hit on Nightlight to give my review of Hot Frosty.
Good thing that you qualified that. You did a hit on Nightlight. You didn't step outside to do a hit.
No, I stepped outside to call in to the program Nightlight with Pete Schwab.
Really? So you did, in fact, do a review of Hot Frosty?
Yes. Yeah, it was fun.
Very good. And did Schwab agree? Has he seen it yet?
He has not seen it yet.
All right.
And so, yeah, basically the gist, if you didn't hear that yesterday, either on our show or on Nightlight, it's fine. It's not produced that well, there's a lot of things that'll bug you if you pay attention to that stuff. But if you like cheesy Christmas movies, and if you like making fun of cheesy Christmas movies, you'll have a fun time.
And if you like a hot Frosty.
That's another reason.
All right, very good. Well, coming up a little bit later on this hour, just after 12:30, our very own Luke Mathers will join us for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester. Going to talk about a big day here at Civic Media, Giving Tuesday. Giving Tuesday. And now, Zomers, have you participated? I mean, we have a Black Friday this time of year when a lot of the stores have big sales because, you know, I'm not sure it holds true anymore, but at one point in America, the stores kind of got to their break-even point along or about Good Friday or Black Friday, and then everything after that, from the now to the end of the year, was their profit, basically. It put them in the black. That's where the name came from, Black Friday. And then later, years later, you got local Shop Local Saturday, where people shop locally, and then Cyber Monday, where people now go online and get all kinds of things they don't need on Amazon and other places. And then now we have Giving Tuesday, where after you've spent all your money on other things you don't need, now you give to your favorite charity.
You know, it's a noble idea, but I also question the timing. I feel like maybe it should be before, and then it'll prevent you from buying stuff you don't need.
How about Giving Wednesday? The Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
I think that would be great. Although maybe make it Tuesday so you can still call it Giving Tuesday, and so you have a day Tuesday for travel. You know, people might have more time on Tuesday.
Yeah. I like that. Well, the point of the thing, and it's a lovely, lovely idea, and we here at Civic Media are proud to participate. You can go to civicmedia.us. civicmedia.us, and there are a list of all kinds of wonderful local charities around the state of Wisconsin, and we've made it very, very easy. You just click on it, and you could give to a lot of these local charities. And if you have a nonprofit local charity of your own, you can suggest it, I believe, there, or you can give us a call or a text, either one, and we're happy to promote that, such as the Wisconsin Public Education Network. I had a text earlier today. Somebody who had heard about the program on Jane's show, and then they said, well, where's the Wisconsin Public Education Network? I said, I don't know. I got nothing to do with it. I don't blame me. But it's a great, great organization as well, as are all the other ones, and you could give to them as well. The point is here, it's a reason for the season. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of that before, Summers. It's the reason for the season, to help others and to give. And it's a lovely, lovely idea. And a lot of good things are happening today. So we'll talk to Luke Mathers. We'll find out what his favorite charity is on Giving Tuesday. And we'll talk to him. And then coming up in hour number two, your chance to have your opinions heard on another edition of What's Worse. What's worse? Also going to talk a little bit about the Wisconsin men's basketball team, number 11 now. Number 11, 8-0, like third best start in Wisconsin Badger basketball history. Greg Gard of the Badgers take on and host Michigan at the Kohl Center tonight. Michigan off to a great start as well, just outside of the top 25 rankings. But Michigan will come into the field, the Kohl Center tonight to take on the Wisconsin Badgers. And a lot of people now saying that Michigan also might be better than anticipated, much like the Badgers. So should be a great, great matchup of two teams that could well contend for the Big Ten Championship this year. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Take your phone calls as well. Right now, though, I want to get to a couple of the headlines of the day. Want to start kind of where we left off yesterday, because we got a lot of calls and participation in yesterday's show, which was fantastic, but we did not have the time to get to and talk about, as it so richly deserves, one of the big stories yesterday, which is Ben Wickler, the chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, has thrown his hat into the ring to be the national chairman of the Democratic National Committee. And look, here's a guy who gets it done. Here's a guy that really gets results. And for my money, I think he'd do a great job, and I hope that the National Democrats select him. I want to go to and play for you in his own words why he is doing this. Also, John Nichols of the Cap Times and, of course, of the Nation and other places wrote a great op-ed on this. I want to give you a couple of his takes as well. But let's start this off. Yeah, we have time. This is Ben Wickler over the weekend on Sunday announcing his candidacy for chair of the Democratic National Convention.
The soul of the Democratic Party is the fight for working people. Ours is the party that built the middle class, that won breakthroughs on civil rights and women's rights and workers' rights and freedom and opportunity for all. It's the party that welcomed me as a high school student in Wisconsin to volunteer for Tammy Baldwin when she first won a seat in Congress. Today, the country that we love needs the Democratic Party to be stronger, to unite, to fight, and to win. I'm Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. I've spent my life working in politics, advocacy, and new media. In Wisconsin, we built a permanent campaign. We organize and communicate year-round in every corner of the state, rural, suburban, urban, red, blue, and purple areas alike. Since I've been our state party chair, we've flipped our state Supreme Court majority, re-elected our great Democratic governor, Tony Evers. And in this very tough year for Democrats nationwide, a 6-point swing towards Trump, we closed that gap to 1.5, making Wisconsin the closest state in the country. We sent Tammy Baldwin back for a third term in the U.S. Senate, and we flipped 14 state legislative seats that put us on track for majorities in both chambers in 2026. When the polls are within the margin of error, we win by the margin of effort. And what has made a difference in Wisconsin can make a difference everywhere. We need a nationwide permanent campaign, a 50-state strategy in every state and every territory across the United States. That means raising a ton of money and bringing together millions of volunteers.
Ben Wickler is doing an extraordinary job.
You've done a ridiculous job.
Ben Wickler, he knows how to organize.
Wisconsin Democrats have outraised Republicans 4-1 this year.
Raise dollars, get out the message.
He's got a really strong record of winning.
Imagine what the Democratic Party could be.
Unite, fight, win. I know that together we can do it. So if you're a DNC member, I'm asking for a chance to earn your vote. And whoever you might be, go to benwickler.com and sign up to get involved. You can't wring your hands when you're rolling up your sleeves. So it's time to get to work. Let's go.
That is the promotional video there put out over the weekend on Sunday by Ben Wickler, the chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, as he announces to be the campaign to be the chair of the Democratic National Committee. Like I said before, going into it, they're the Democratic National Convention. I have conventions on my mind, Mr. Zomers, from this summer. But no. He's running for the Democratic National Chairmanship there. I thought it was a well-done video. I thought his announcement was good. He went on CNN over the weekend and then appeared on our colleague Earl Ingram's show yesterday morning. I thought it was a good rollout. I want to focus on something that he said in his statement in announcing for this. And he said that Democrats have to figure out how to reach voters, quote, who currently get their news about Democrats from Republicans, unquote. Let me say that again. Wickler, over the weekend, saying the Democrats have to figure out how to reach voters, quote, who currently get their news about Democrats from Republicans, unquote. And for my money, I think that this is a guy who gets it and understands. I'm going to read you a little bit of John Nichols, of course, an unabashed, a very proud progressive Democrat. But as someone who is a former Republican and does not belong to any actual party. I'm not a card-carrying member of any party. I think Ben Wickler is a guy who listens to everyone and a guy who can actually unite folks. But what he's saying here in this statement, and I've talked about it around the edges a little bit after the election, Trygve Olson, who will be on the show tomorrow, has talked about this. And we have to get into the nitty-gritty of how people are receiving their information. We're going to come back and talk about it. Take your phone calls as well. 855-752-4842. It's the Tom Ball Show, live on location in Green Bay for a Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. you could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I'm going to share a story about me and my money. This starts in my 20s when I was what I will call an avoider. I was an avoider because I just felt like I was bad at money. You know, I didn't want to think about money. I didn't want to do anything with money except make it and spend it and close my eyes and pray that the rent check would cash. I spent a few years beating myself up about not paying attention to my money until I started having a very short money meeting with myself every month. And those meetings taught me that with a little bit of effort, I could be on top of my money. I could know when it was coming and I could know where it was going. And eventually I was able to make plans for it. So if you're stuck in the avoider trap, hey, I know what it's like. Invite yourself to a money meeting. I promise you it'll pay off. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show, live on location at WGBW, our studios in beautiful downtown Green Bay, Wisconsin. 97.9 locally on your FM dial. You can hear all the great local programming here at WGBW via the Civic Media app. If you do not have it, download it today at the App Store. Simply type in Civic. C-I-V-I-C. It'll pop up on the screen and it takes less than a minute to download. It is free. It's what Gail King, our friend at CBS, I think she's my friend. I want to be her friend. It's what she calls a deal. The Civic Media app, get it today. We are here on this Giving Tuesday, your chance to give back to your local community. How can you say, well, Todd, I want to give back, but it's just so complicated. I just don't have time. I don't know how to do it. We're here to make it easy for you. We're going to talk more about it with Luke Mathers after the bottom of the hour. You can simply go to civicmedia.us. That's civicmedia.us. And it will be right there. And you can give to your local charity. Off the text line, Matt, listening on WMDX back in Madison, in Middleton, says, on this day of giving, let's not forget our fellow Americans living in tents in South Carolina from the hurricane. Well said, Matt. Certainly there are charities and things we could give to be supportive there. Llama, listening on MDX in Madison, says, I bet Todd is just in Green Bay to pay a speeding ticket.
Or, you know, Llama, I think you might be onto something. I think Todd might have lied to me about why he went to Green Bay.
No. I have no current pending speeding traffic violations, parking violations that I'm aware of.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that.
Maybe some I'm unaware of, but there are none that I'm aware of. So, that's a fair comment, Llama. Certainly appreciate it. Right now, talking a little bit about Ben Wickler, chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, announcing that he is a candidate for the chairmanship of the National Committee. I think he'd be a great one. And mentioning before the break something he brought up. The Democrats have to figure out this. How do you talk to the electorate who gets most of their information about Democrats and Democratic candidates from Republican, MAGA, conservative media? And I think it's something Democrats cannot run away from. And there's a refrain out there from some folks in the Democratic Party that say, you know, how could people vote for a guy like Donald Trump? They knew everything. They knew all the things he said. All they knew that, and yet they did it anyway. I understand that line of thinking, because I think there's a lot of folks like myself that get their information from a wide variety of sources. I call them legacy media, meaning like CBS, NBC, ABC, even CNN, the Associated Press, Time Magazine, list goes up, Wisconsin State Journal, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Civic Media. I call them legacy media and not mainstream media anymore, because if you look at where Americans are getting their information from, the mainstream media is now conservative. Fox News, right-leaning podcasts,
TikTok,
the Joe Rogan Experience, YouTube. If you look up at the totality of subscriptions, viewers, that sort of thing, the majority of Americans are getting their quote-unquote news and media and information from those sources. They're not getting it anymore, the majority of Americans, from what I'm calling now legacy media. And that's one of the things that I've talked about on the show. My takeaways from this fall's election is that I knew that legacy media had fallen behind. I did not fully understand by how much. And so there's a lot of folks out there that went to the polls with either bad information, misinformation, or no information at all about the facts. And simply by screaming the truth louder is not going to persuade folks, in my opinion. So you have to figure out, as Ben has said, how do you get into that sphere of folks who are getting their information about Democratic candidates from right-leaning media? So it's a tall task, but I think that having Ben Wickler be a guy who addresses it head-on is great. And here's the other thing. And again, I get it. A lot of progressive Democrats, you know, get money out of campaigns. Citizens United. I don't disagree with that on the face value. Do I think there's too much money in politics? Yes. Do I wish campaigns were shorter? Yes. Do I think there should be limits on giving? Yes. But because of the current makeup of the U.S. Supreme Court and now of the incoming Congress and the executive branch, there's virtually no way to change that in the next 2 to 4 years. Look at what Ben Wickler has done. As a former Republican, I can tell you that for years, Democrats used to howl in Wisconsin, well, Republicans spend so much money. And Republicans would sit there and say, you know, well, hey, if you don't like it, raise more money. It's free speech. Ben Wickler came in and said, well, he didn't say this, but essentially, all right, let's compete in the game that we're in. And for the last several cycles, Democrats in Wisconsin, under Ben Wickler's leadership, have outraised Republicans. And now it's Republicans, of all things, in the hypocrisy of hypocrisies, saying, well, you know, Democrats are outspending us. There's just too much money. And that's part of why Ben Wickler is winning. And Democrats are winning in Wisconsin. So here's a guy who understands you have to play the game that you're in, not the game you want to be in. And he knows how to win. And as Al Davis said of the Oakland Raiders at one point, just win, baby. That's what campaigns are about. You have to win. And Democrats have to find a way to stop talking about policy so much and in large, sweeping, wouldn't it be lovely ifs, and just learn how to win nationally. I mean, you look at Tammy Baldwin. She knows how to win. Ben Wickler. They won 4 state Senate seats this time. They won a number of state assembly races. Janet Protasiewicz won in the state Supreme Court. Ben Wickler is a guy who knows how to win. And Democrats nationally desperately need a reality check and pragmatism to understand how to win. Back with Luke Mathers after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Tom LaBelle Show on location in Green Bay, Wisconsin. WGBW 97.9 FM on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Tap. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Protection is what it's all about in the marketplace right now for corn and soybean growers. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you midday on a Tuesday. John Heinberg joins us. He's a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing in West Bend. He says that finding value in the market should be the goal of growers.
You know, the seasonality has changed so much now because of this, the global production and the competition we're getting from South America. What worked 10 years ago doesn't work anymore sometimes just because of the way the supply flows. You know, so to me, it's all about just finding value and locking it in. You know, if we do get corn back to 450 for next year, I'm going to be putting floors underneath that here by the end of the year and just making sure we got some coverage. I'd rather be wrong with coverage being a little light, a little low versus and leave the upside open versus not having anything in at all. So those are things at least we can start building some base and then we can add to it over time.
John Heinberg joining us. He's a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. We'll take a look at our midday commodity prices in just a minute.
Spain and Portugal. That's where we're headed next. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke inviting you to join us April 5th. Through the 17th for our Ranches and Royal Palaces tour. We'll start in Portugal, where we'll visit a stud farm and witness the process of creating cork. Then on to Spain, where we'll visit an Iberian pig farm and an olive grove. Find out more at holidayvacations.com, keyword PAM, for more information and to watch a travel show. Or call 888-557-1020 for a brochure.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Market advisor John Heinberg says he wants to see corn at the 450 range right now. Cash and new crop corn are at the 430 range. From Chicago, cash corn is down a quarter of a cent at 432 and a quarter. December 2025, new crop corn is down a penny at 430 and three quarters. Cash soybeans are trading up 4 1/4 cents at 989 and a half. November 2025, new crop beans are sitting neutral at 1005 and a half. Cash wheat is up 3/4 of a cent at 550 and a half. And July 2025 new crop wheat is up 3.5 cents, trading at 565 and a quarter. The Class 3 milk contracts are mixed. The January contract is up 3 cents at 1825 a hundredweight, but the February contract is sitting neutral at 1855. If we look ahead to the March contract, that's down 3 cents at 1881. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today and a bit breezy, with winds out of the southwest gusting to around 25 miles per hour and high temperatures reaching the upper 20s. Tonight, we only fall a few degrees to the low 20s, and tomorrow, temperatures crash. It'll be blustery and cold with scattered snow showers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 21.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome TV's Mike Toomey, who will discuss his 10th annual Christmas special in Southeast Wisconsin. Then Nightlight frequent flyer Frank Anderson joins the show to tell Christmas ghost stories.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location from downtown Green Bay, Wisconsin, home of WGBW 97.9 FM locally in the Fox Valley. Otherwise, you can listen to it on the Civic Media app. Many thanks to the great folks and staff here at WGBW. Do a great job locally. Glad to have you along on a Tuesday. If it's Tuesday, it's time for Tuesday Tangents with our very own Luke Mathers. And joining us back at the home studios, the world headquarters of Civic Media in Madison, none other than Luke Mathers. Lukester, how are you?
I'm good, Todd. How are you doing?
Well, the cheering section is here. I'm well. I'm not, you know.
Did you plug the parking meter? I just need to know.
Zomer needs to remind me of this. My parking lasts until, I believe, 1:21. And now it's all electronic, so I have to re-plug it via my phone.
Can you extend it right away?
I think you have to wait for yeah.
Well, that's annoying. Okay. If you have to wait until it expires to renew it,
well,
you conveniently did it during a commercial break, though. Look at that!
I didn't mean to do that. So it just worked out, right? I can do it during the commercial break. All right, enough of my part. And by the way, I have no current violations of any sort.
There's no warrants out for Todd's arrest.
No,
especially from the meter maids.
No, lovely morning here in downtown Green Bay, home of the Green Bay Packers, of course. Going to talk a little bit about that in a minute. But, Luke, sir, I want your take on a couple of things. And number one, we just didn't have a chance to get to it yesterday, but I played the video that Ben Winkler put out over the weekend announcing as the chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party that he was running for the chairmanship of the Democratic National Committee. My take is, they've heard my take, but what's your take, Luke?
I think it's going to be interesting to see what the National Party does. One of my takeaways from all of the immediate aftermath, knee-jerk reaction takes from the days following the election is that all of those takes are usually wrong. So, it's important to point out there, folks, that everybody that says the major takeaway from this election is X, Y, or Z, it's probably not going to be X, Y, or Z. But I think one of the core things that you and I have discussed here on the show, Todd, is authenticity. And at least for what we're doing here at Civic Media, what you're doing here at the Todd Alba Show, you want to make sure that you're being authentically you. And that's what we need in message tellers, in news media, in the way that we get our information. We need authenticity. And it's not going to be solved by algorithms or there's not going to be a perfect silver bullet that addresses the information gap that we saw in this past election. And it's going to take a lot of hard work organizing over the next several years. And Ben Winkler's shown that he's an organizer. So he knows how to do the grassroots organizing. When he became the chair here in Wisconsin, he turned it into a year-round operation, which has been something that a lot of folks have talked about. Whether you're talking about college students, whether you're talking about urban, whether you're talking about rural, whether you're talking about anybody, they don't want to be just talked to in the days leading up to an election. They want to know that there's people fighting for the issues, the things that they care about in their day-to-day lives, 365 days out of the year, 7 days a week. And that is something that Ben Winkler did here at the Wisconsin Democratic Party. It will be interesting to see how something like that translates to the national stage. If he's elected chair, I don't know what's going to happen, though, but it's going to be definitely something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, John Nichols, great journalist and writer of the Cap Times and the Nation and other places. I mean, he has a great editorial in the Cap Times that's entitled "Ben Wickler is a Party Builder," much to your point, Luke. And you know that some people have called him the Goldilocks candidate because he's a guy that can relate to all different facets of the Democratic Party. As a former Republican, as a guy who doesn't belong to any party right now, I've been enormously impressed with what he's done. And I said before the break, one of the things that he said over the weekend that I think really resonates with me is that, quote, Democrats have to figure out how to reach voters, quote, who currently get their news about Democrats from Republicans, unquote. And I think, yes, to your point, there isn't maybe a single silver bullet to fix that or to address that. But I think having someone at the top who acknowledges that, who says, look, whether we like it or not, there are people that went to the polls with either misinformation, disinformation, flat-out lies, or who had not heard the factual truth about Democratic candidates or about issues. And we could just simply yell the truth louder on the Democratic side, but I don't think that's going to fix it. Or we could say, all right, how do we address this? All right, we cannot create a quote-unquote blue Joe Rogan, you know, somebody like him on the left. But how do you start reaching out little by little to reach those voters with factual and truthful information in a way that resonates? And I think that's a very, very powerful message.
Yeah, I think that's the million-dollar, maybe billion or trillion-dollar question that's being asked right now. And it's hard to deny the success that Ben Wickler's had here in Wisconsin since he's become the chair, I believe, in 2019. The number of statewide elections that have been won here in the state of Wisconsin since then has been fairly impressive. And so if it's something that Ben Wickler can translate to the national stage, it may be what's needed from a national perspective. But I think the individual response to this is going to make a whole lot more of a difference than whoever the next DNC chair is. That's just my honest opinion, Todd. It's going to be us as individuals, just going about our daily lives, the preferences, the choices that we make in how we get information and how we talk to the people in our lives about the information that we're seeing. I think a lot of people did simply, after the pandemic, rightfully so in some cases, just tune things out. It's hard to be an effective citizen of your community, just a member of your community, if you're just going to tune out the stuff that you don't want to hear and put your head in the sand and go, nah, 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 it's not happening. And so I think it is on a lot of us to expect better. We can't just be finding the information that confirms our own beliefs and then simply taking that as fact, because I think it happens far too often that it's you don't want to be challenged sometimes. You don't want to believe something that is against what you already believe. Like it is too easy in today's, like, a lot of things are broken. When you just want to search on Google, is like, yeah, like you can find is red wine good for me? Yes or no. And then you've got empirical studies of red wine is great for you or red wine is terrible for you. And
I can confirm it's great.
I love a glass of red wine every now and then too. But it's like if you want to go find information to confirm your beliefs, all you have to do is search for there's so much news and information out there that if you want to cherry pick what you see is that confirms what you already believe, you're going to get into an echo chamber. And so you need to find, as individuals, something that maybe doesn't necessarily... I don't think if you're listening to the Todd Alba Show that you agree with every single thing that comes through the Todd Alba Show that you're anybody other than Todd Alba. You should only be... Like, Todd is the only person that should agree with Todd all the time. Like,
no, a lot of times I don't agree with myself. No,
and that's fair enough. But I guess I feel like I'm rambling a little bit, Todd, for you, and I apologize.
I want to get to this Giving Tuesday because it's important. But I'm very interested in someone because, like I say, I'm a former Republican. I don't belong to any party. You've worked for Democrats, been a Democrat. I want to get your take on this because post election, again, one of the hot takes out there, Bernie Sanders and the quote unquote Bernie Bros. You know, all right, we have to have Democratic leading PACs disavow money, get all the money out. If you look what Ben Wickler did in Wisconsin, which is win, He turned that upside down, because I remember as being a Republican and Democrats whining about how they're being outspent, and Republicans say, well, if you don't like it, fix it. Ben Whitler came in and did that, and he brought in Hollywood people. He assembled mass amounts, raised more money for Wisconsin Democrats than ever before, and guess what? He won. And I just don't – yes, would it be lovely to not have Citizens United and to change the way campaigns are funded? And I'm 100% before that – or for that. But I'm being pragmatic, and I don't see in the current makeup of our government and courts how that changes, at least in the next 2 to 4 years. I want a guy who's going to go out there and raise money to compete with Republicans and to win. As a Democrat, what do you think?
Well, I think it's much more nuanced than what Bernie's take is. Like, there's not going to be a one-size-fits-all approach for an individual Democratic candidate, depending on what they're running for. So if you're running for the state assembly, you're running for the state Senate, you're running for the U.S. Senate, or the next Democrats that run for the presidency, there's not one approach that's just going to be like, yep, this is the way to do it, and you're going to win. Like, I stand against those absolutes. Like, I get the Luke Skywalker jokes all the time. Only Siths deal in absolutes, all right, folks? Like,
I agree with that.
But I get the Star Wars reference to get the tangent there. Come on, you got to bridge the tangents together, Zombers. But it becomes the and funny enough, Bernie was the one in 2020 that said it was Pete Buttigieg in 2020 that said to Bernie, we shouldn't be putting out these purity tests that we ourselves cannot pass as candidates. And so I think it is a very pragmatic approach by the transportation secretary now, who was a candidate for presidency there in 2020, to say, yes, we shouldn't be just putting out these purity tests that you can't pass later on. And so it needs to be a very pragmatic approach. I think what Wickler has done in Wisconsin has been successful. And you go to war with the army that you have, not the army you want. And Wickler demonstrated it very appropriately, saying, fine, these are the rules that I am bound by, I'm going to go fundraise and saw success with races up and down the ballot here in Wisconsin.
855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to the phone line. Mark, just about a minute left. If you make it quick, please. Mark and Perdisac, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to get around some of this stuff. If some of these people have these ideas planted in their heads, and I don't know how it's going to get rid of some of this information that I was confronted with. Well, the vaccine is just pure poison. It doesn't work. Masks don't work. All these people that were forced to get the vaccine, that lost their jobs because they wouldn't do, or they wouldn't take the vaccine, they lost their jobs. You know, Dr. Fauci is the nexus of evil, and that and these are intelligent people. And how do you manage to remove that from their heads? Because I know outside of some major catastrophe that it's going to snap them out of it. I mean,
I appreciate the call, Mark. Thank you so much. And Luke, I do want to move on to Giving Tuesday, but just to follow up on Mark's phone call, and something that Trigby brought up a couple weeks ago, Trigby Olson, who'll be on the program yesterday, I just thought this was so well said that whichever side of the political spectrum you're on, you can never shame someone out of changing their political beliefs. And I just really believe that. And I mean, and for myself, I mean, I'm not sure how many people on the Democratic side or voting for Democrats right now were once ardent Republicans like I was. I didn't start voting Democratic because I was shamed into it, because people said, how could you do this? You know, how I did it because I had a unique opportunity to see in real time behind a closed door people I supported, not I worked for, but other Republicans who wanted to disenfranchise people's voting rights. And I applied that to what I knew in my heart was the truth and said, wait a minute, that doesn't add up. And so to Mark's point, I'm not sure that yelling or shaming people is going to make any progress. We have to find ways to get people to think for themselves.
Yeah, and that happens through conversations and having those opportunities and providing off-ramps is what I typically refer to them as, because you're not going to shame somebody into changing their position, but you can give them the information and the know-how to say, wait, that's not exactly lining up with what I believe, and therefore maybe I should act differently than I have in the past. And I think that's exactly what you just described as the way that you changed your voting patterns.
That's my two cents worth. We're coming up on a break here, but when we come back, we're going to find out what Luke's favorite charity is. It's called the Luke Mathers Charity Fund.com. You can do that. Send Luke to the Super Bowl. No, it's Giving Tuesday here at Civic Media. We'll tell you how you could be a part of this fantastic idea to give back to our communities after this. We are live on location here just feet from Lambeau Field at WGBW in downtown Green Bay on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap. This Giving Tuesday, Civic Media invites you to make a difference. Help a neighbor, volunteer with a local organization, or support a Wisconsin nonprofit with a donation. Giving back starts right here in your community. Learn how you can make an impact today. Visit civicmedia.us. Civic Media. Proud to support Giving Tuesday and the spirit of giving throughout Wisconsin. Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
When in downtown Green Bay, head over to the Technical Bar right downtown here. Called Deep Dive. Always get your music needs and a glass of wine, whatever. It's right over here in downtown Green Bay. We're at WGBW 97.9 FM locally. Here you can listen to it on the Civic Media app on a Tuesday Tangents with Lukester. Luke Mather is back at the world headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin. All right, Luke, today is Giving Tuesday. Civic Media proud to be a part of this. And if you go to civicmedia.us, just civicmedia.us, it comes right up. Now, here's the thing. The print is so small, you need a magnifying glass to read it. But it's there. And tell
Tosh,
folks
Tosh
what...
Tosh is getting old.
Yeah, I did not have that experience.
Did you mess with the settings on your computer again, Tosh?
No.
Come on.
No, it's all... It looks like a little runway in the middle of my screen. But anyway, Civic Media's Giving Tuesday Guide is right there on the screen for you. Tell folks, Luke, a little bit about Giving Tuesday here at Civic Media.
Well, there's I don't know when it started, but you know, there's just a collage of special days following Thanksgiving. So we're all thankful.
Yes.
We eat the turkey, we watch mm-hmm. the football, then Friday, everybody knows Black Friday. That's got to be the oldest one out of them. I want to say about 12 years ago or so, all of a sudden the Saturday became Small Business Saturday, which is excellent. I hope everybody was able to go out and support some small businesses. I try to do so throughout the entire holiday season.
Right.
But that was this past Saturday. Sunday,
we bought a local live tree. We just cut down the neighbor's bush. It was fine. we shopped locally for a Christmas tree.
I thought
tree,
you said there were no warrants out for your arrest. Come on, man. You can't be doing things like that.
Well, they don't know yet. Now there will be.
Now there will be.
No, we bought it from a legit tree farm. Okay. Go ahead.
Sunday somehow, I guess, gets left out. I don't know if everybody's just sleeping off the turkey from Thursday, but then Cyber Monday was yesterday, and now Giving Tuesday is today. And so you there's a nationwide movement to, or I believe maybe even globally, to donate to the local organizations in your community that go and contribute to the community in whatever way. And so whatever nonprofit or cause-based group that you want to support is an excellent thing to do here on Giving Tuesday. So Civic Media wanted to make it easy for everybody. We've got local organizations in every single community that we broadcast in. So whether it's Milwaukee and Waukesha to Racine to Chippewa Falls, you can check out the Civic Media website all around the state. There's local organizations that you can support on this Giving Tuesday. But you don't even have to choose from that list. If you've got a different local organization that holds a special place in your heart, we encourage you to do what you can, give what you can today on Giving Tuesday to support those causes in our community.
Yeah, and for instance, I got a call today that said, how about the Wisconsin Public Education Network as a nonprofit? And I said, that's a great idea. So you can give to them as well. But it could not be easier. Pardon me. There's a link there at civicmedia.us, and then you go to Giving Tuesday, and bada bing, bada boom, just a couple of clicks, and you can give to your local organization, or like you said, Luke, pick one that's near and dear to your heart locally, and make a difference in your community. Whether it's $5, whether it's $10, or $1,000, whatever people can afford, everything makes a difference. And Jay Matt Naranera made this point this morning when I was on her fantastic program. That look, if there's a lot of people right now that can't afford to give money, volunteer, give of your time, because there's a lot of organizations that need that person power to get things done as well.
Yeah, especially this time of year, through all the great initiatives that these organizations are doing throughout our communities, time is a huge, huge thing that you can donate if you have it available as well. Mr. Zommer's finding out Giving Tuesday started in 2012. So
yes, it did.
2012,
yeah, Giving 12 Tuesday. Years of Giving Tuesday.
All right, fantastic. All right, Dealer's Choice. You want to talk about Wisconsin men's basketball at Michigan, how Wisconsin football sucks, or the Packers at the Lions on Thursday, or have you got to grind in your gears?
Let's do all three of them. Come on, we'll just do the
all
speed
right, let's
round.
Go.
And I'm a little confused. I feel like you're the dealer, so if it was Dealer's Choice, you should be choosing, my friend. But
well, all right, Player's Choice. I don't know. What, it's your choice. What do you want to do?
Well, I'm excited for Big Ten Conference play to open up tonight. It's going to be an important game. We've had
men's
some
basketball.
Yes, men's basketball, Badgers men's basketball, hosting Michigan at the Kohl Center this evening. Mm-hmm. So that should be a good one. And then later in the week, we've got the Wisconsin matchup. We got Wisconsin versus Marquette at the Fizer Forum. So I'm keeping an eye on those Badgers. Hopefully they can keep the momentum going. It's unfortunate that the Luke Fickell saga has been off to a less than stellar starts, Todd, but you were at the game.
Camaraderie was great. The Richland Center Mafia had a great tailgate beforehand. It wasn't really all that cold. As we bundled up, it was fine. But the game sucked, and Wisconsin didn't. There's no physicality to this team. And there's no point to it. You can't say what the identity is. They've jettisoned their offensive coordinator. Reports are they're bringing in the go-go offense now from UNLV, and yes, they've gotten a couple of hot recruits, but yesterday, I think we're up to 5-6 now that have left in the last 2 days, have gone into the portal. I think the program's in disarray, and it gives me zero pleasure to say that. Zero.
Well, I think Luke Fickell has got to have a conversation with Greg Gard and see what he's doing well.
Yeah.
Because Greg Gard has really, he lost two major stars off the team last year and off to an 8-0 start. So maybe there's some mojo that Fickell can borrow from Gard there, but If you want to see some great mojo, it's going to be on the Thursday night. There's going to be some football. It's a stream game. You don't want to if you don't have Amazon Prime, you can't watch it. But if you're in Richland Center, Racine, or Park Falls, Wisconsin, you can tune in to your radio, listen to your local Civic Media station, and listen to the Packers beat the Lions on Thursday night.
Wow, Lucas called it. You can also listen to the Badgers take it on Michigan for free on the Civic Media app via WRCE and other stations as well. Luke Mathers, always a pleasure, my friend. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Sounds good, Todd. Talk to you then.
Thank you so much. Back with more of What's Worse after this, live from Green Bay on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap. Dom Selvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn. WISDEM's chair, Ben Wickler, makes a run for the DNC. Also, Susan Webb Yackey talks about finding common ground in Wisconsin. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS.